Welcome to the Be Fit to Sit podcast. I'm your host, physiotherapist Kim Siddons, and I hope to equip and encourage you as we talk about healthy exercise, ergonomics, posture, and practical self-care strategies to help you feel and function your best at your desk and beyond. So if you, your family, or your colleagues spend a fair bit of time at your desk or using screens, tune in because this podcast is for you. Hello there, I'm physiotherapist Kim Siddons. Welcome to episode 10 of the Be Fit to Sit podcast. Today, we're talking about healthy habits at your desk, how to develop the best healthy habits and how to sustain them so you can keep moving towards your health goals. It can be super tricky to not only set up but maintain healthy habits at your desk, for whether you're sitting at your desk for work or for studying or even sitting in general in your downtime when you're socializing, in your downtime when you're using devices, all the times we tend to be sitting. So we're going to talk today about the most important healthy habits that I consider are essential for keeping strain off your body and helping you feel really energized, along with moving you forward so you feel and function your best, especially at your desk. So these healthy habits are ones that I love to include for my clients because they tend to give them really practical things to do. It's easy to think and dream up all the things we'd like to do and the things we think we should do, but we're going to talk about the things I really consider quite essential for you to feel great in an ongoing way. The first thing, you may have even guessed if you've been following me for some time, targets moving more while you're sitting, moving more while you're at your desk. Even if you tend to be someone who does do a fair bit of exercise away from your desk, it still is really essential that you move throughout the periods of sitting at your desk or sitting in meetings, sitting commuting, sitting on your couch and your sofa at home. If we're sitting for periods longer than 30 minutes, we really should think about incorporating some sort of movement break to boost your energy levels, keep your metabolism humming along, plus switch on all the right muscles to help you work against gravity and not succumb to the forces of gravity that tend to propel us into a slouched, slumpy posture that increases strain on our body and really is anti-productive as well. So moving more can be as simple as taking a trip to the bathroom or getting up and getting a drink or chatting with a colleague if you're in a face-to-face office situation. Maybe you'll even just stand when you're on the phone. That's a great way to incorporate a bit of movement. Stand up to move around the house, stand up to get away from your desk rather than sitting there eating your lunch break. So all those little things are super important to incorporate throughout your day. But there will be times when you're probably needing to stay sitting at your desk to really get some focused work done. And I really like to find ingenuitive, innovative, and creative ways that you can incorporate movement into the times when you're actually sitting at your desk. We'll talk about this towards the end a little bit more about the targeted stretches and exercises that I love to do. But you can definitely, when you're sitting, start to move your body. So a little bit of side to side movement of your hips in your chair, a little bit of stretching with your shoulders and your upper back, a little bit of twisting your shoulders side to side, a little bit of tapping perhaps even of your feet to get your feet going. Believe it or not, even fidgeting can be a source of movement. So tapping your pen, tapping on your legs, using a squish or a stress ball, all those sorts of things are just ways to wake your brain and your body up. The problem is that when we're starting to try and initiate extra movement into our day, it can be really difficult to remember. So I would like to challenge you to work out a timer system that suits you best so that you get regular reminders. I know that when I sit down to do some really focused work and try and get something done, I can really easily get engrossed in that. And before I know it, more than half an hour has gone by, I haven't moved, and I can feel it in my body. I might start to feel it in my bottom. I might start to feel it in my low back. I might start to feel strain across my neck and shoulders. So I need to get ahead of the game. Once we're feeling strain, it can be really difficult, particularly if you have areas of chronic pain. It can be really difficult to claw that back once you've already got that pain system in its pain generating mode. So it's really important for you to preempt that and move a little bit in a way that suits you before you get stiff, before you get sore, and before you start to feel sluggish, so that you can actually switch on the pain relieving mechanisms before the pain centers are stimulated. That's a really effective way to long-term combat areas of soreness and stiffness in your body, is to keep reminding yourself to move before you actually feel the symptoms. So once again, if you notice that you're tending to feel symptoms in your body after a while at your desk, make sure that you have a timer system that works well for you so that you can move appropriately to stretch or switch on the right strengthening muscles, the pain relieving muscles that work for you. Do it before you feel the symptoms. So examples of timers that work for me might be to have a little timer set on my smartphone. So I tend to try and set it for 20 minutes if I can, if I'm really being good, or at the longest half an hour. And I'll just set my timer and it goes off at that 20 minute or 30 minute mark to remind me to just do a little bit of a simple stretch to get my low back and hips moving, to get my shoulders moving, and reverse myself out of a stiff, sore posture so that I don't end up feeling headachy and straining my shoulders, which is where I tend to feel it. So the timer system really on my smartphone or my smartwatch really works well for me. But you might find that you like to set a timer on your monitor or a timer on your laptop, an old-fashioned egg timer, some sort of timing system that can remind you. There are also apps. The apps change all the time, but there are some great apps you can look up for breaks from sitting to standing, breaks that incorporate stretches and exercises. I have found that I prefer to do my own stretches and exercises that I know work for me, because some of them can be a little bit wacky, a little bit out there. Some of them aren't really appropriate if you have injuries already. They can push you into areas that aren't really great for your body. But I'd encourage you to investigate all sorts of timers and apps that help you remind yourself to move if that's of something that's really of interest to you. I just find the old-fashioned timer system, timing on my watch or timing on my phone, works well for me. There's obviously lots of ways. I know when I'm talking to kids in classrooms about thinking of timers that might work for them when they're gaming or work for them when they're watching TV, they can come up with all sorts of really creative ideas. They know about timers that you can put for family time. They know about timers that you can put on your PlayStation or your Xbox to remind you to have a break or to get away from the screen at times. They also have come up with ideas like at the end of YouTube clips to make sure that you don't just click to the next one, that you actually get up, move away, have a little movement break before you might decide to either have a break altogether or go back to the TV set or the computer. So there are lots of really different ways that you can think about reminding yourself, but it's important to have some sort of reminder system. If you're working with others, you might have an accountability buddy that keeps you accountable. You keep each other accountable for having a little bit of movement breaks, and you can make that really fun in an office situation where you can have some set movement breaks, even some set movement workstations set up, where everybody can encourage each other to do some fun stuff that really helps wake up their brain and their body and keep themselves moving during their day. If you're at home, it might be the family member that reminds you. Of course, if you're a parent, you're often the one doing the reminder for your children to take breaks from their devices. Sometimes I know I need to be just as good at reminding myself, because I'm the one that can get engrossed in work. Not so much gaming for me, but I can get engrossed in screen time for work, and that's not healthy either. Now, aside from the moving more, so definitely moving more would be my number one thing, I also know how important it is for me and for everybody to keep moving their posture and rejigging it in their chair. So even if you are staying sitting, there's lots of ways that you can keep your posture moving and that you can keep readjusting so you don't end up in really nasty postures, putting strain, excessive strain on your body. I know I find it really helpful to keep walking my bottom bones side to side in my chair. I'm doing it while I'm doing my podcast now so that my back and hips don't get stiff and sore. So I'll just lift up one butt cheek and then the other, walk those butt bones side to side on my chair, and that keeps my bottom, low back, hips moving, A, so I don't get really sick of sitting in my chair and get strain on my buttock and low back area, but B, it just keeps me feeling great so that I know I'm not going to stiffen up and find it really difficult to then get up out of my chair. I also know that I need to keep readjusting my posture so that my tailbone doesn't tuck under and I don't end up in that slouched C-curve posture, particularly as I get engrossed in work and find my head gravitating towards the screen or gravitating towards the microphone while I'm actually podcasting. So walking my bottom bones back in the chair helps set up my pelvis for success. I've got a great podcast lined up for you to talk about healthy posture in our chair. So for now, you just need to know, keep those butt bones moving and keep repositioning them, adjusting them back in your chair so that you can set your pelvis really firmly, nicely in the back of your chair. And from there, you can rest against your backrest. You can maybe even use a movable backrest if you've got one that you can rock back and forwards in. You can then lean forwards in a nice sort of supported way if you need to lean forwards for a certain amount of time. But we just don't want to spend excessive time with our tailbone, our hips, our pelvis tucked under in that backwards tilting position, which sets us up for increasing strain on the tension long-term in our low back, which then translates up to our shoulder area and our head then tends to come forward. That is not a great position for length of time. So when we combine healthy posture habits with moving more, you can see that already you're creating a much more versatile, more mobile environment for yourself so that you're not sitting static and really stationary in your chair, which is not great for metabolism or for your musculoskeletal system. The next healthy habit would be to keep on top of your ergonomics. Now, ergonomics is one of those really in-depth subjects, but I did want to point out that just because you have once upon a time had an ergonomic assessment perhaps done, or maybe you're thinking about getting an ergonomic assessment done, or you might have made some ergo-friendly tweaks to your workstation, make sure you keep revisiting that. It's not a matter of set and forget with any workstation adjustment. We are constantly changing our needs. We are constantly changing our body positions, our workflows. And also, hopefully you've got a sit to stand option for your work. So hopefully you're able to change your total position from sitting to then incorporate some standing work time as well and a little bit of moving. So ergonomics is not something, again, today's episode is not about going into the depths of an ergonomic assessment, but just knowing that, yes, it's okay to adjust the height of your chair every so often. Okay to keep thinking, oh, do I need to readjust the height of my backrest, or do I need to have a look at the arms on my chair today? I'm thinking I'm leaning. Maybe I'll drop them down a bit. All the little adjustments that you can make to your workstation on a day-to-day basis. Now, tip number one, the most important ergonomic adjustment that I want you to make all day, every day, if you're using a mouse, and most of us would be using a mouse, you would need to keep readjusting your mouse to bring it closer to you. I would say the number one thing I see putting strain on people's necks and shoulders when they're sitting at a desk is their mouse scooting away from them. So they tend to lean off to the side, either towards their mouse or even away from the mouse, and the arms going out to the side. Rejig your mouse constantly so you always bring it back in as close as possible to your keyboard. If you do use a central mouse on a laptop, I'd encourage you to have an external mouse option so that you're not constantly just working across your body on that really internally rotated shoulder position. It is great to be able to get your shoulder into a more neutral or straight ahead position for using your mouse at times, if that works well for you. So hopefully you've got an external mouse option or a separate mouse option to just your laptop keyboard. And if you keep readjusting that external mouse so that you bring it alongside your keyboard and not letting it race off right away from you so that you're really having to reach for your mouse and using it in a repetitive position away from your keyboard, really keep on top of bringing it back close in. A mouse pad is a really nice way to make sure it doesn't scoot off and away. So you might have a mouse pad really nicely positioned close in, maybe even tucked under your keyboard. So that would be my big tip on using a mouse and making sure you're making a healthy habit out of keeping bringing it in towards your keyboard. Some people are even great at using their mouse on their opposite side so that they transfer their repetition of mouse using to their non-dominant hand. I'm not that good at doing that. I prefer to just try and keep my mouse in nice and close to my keyboard. Now, that's part of the healthy habits down pat. We're going to move more. We're going to keep rejigging our posture and changing up our posture, either in our chair or between sitting and standing and moving. We're going to keep attention to all the ergonomic factors like using our mouse and readjusting our chair, moving within our chair. And the last little thing is one of my favorite things to teach people, and that's the targeted stretches and the targeted exercises you can do within your chair or standing at your standing desk so that you can actually make the most of your work time stretching out tight muscles and switching on anti-slouching muscles, your core muscles that hold you up against gravity. So you increase your endurance for your work, and you increase your strength, you increase your metabolism, and you start to feel really positive in your work environment. They're actually adding to your health while you work rather than just feeling really sluggish. So for some great ideas on those stretches where you can follow along with videos rather than just me talking, you can head to my website. That's Kim at kimsiddonsphysio.com.au. And there's a little freebie where you can get easy access to four of my favorite exercises you can do at your desk. It doesn't include the walking your butt bones that I already told you about, but it does include some other great ones for really switching on muscles at the back of your shoulder blades to help relieve strain in your neck and shoulder area, along with stretching your legs out so they don't get stiff and sore. And one of my favorite posture reversal stretches to really get you out of the slumped position and improve your overall flexibility and posture in that upper back neck area that a lot of people struggle with. But one of the easy ones that I can get you to do and talk you through would be to actually do a row with your arms at your desk. So if you reached forwards and had your hands in a fist like you're holding an oar and then pulled back towards your chest, so you're getting your elbows nice and wide, drawing your hands in close to your chest like you're doing a row mechanism. So imagining that you're rowing some oars, like rowing a boat, rowing in an ergo machine at the gym. You want to try and get your shoulders opened up, your chest really wide, and your elbows back as far as is comfortable for you so that you can feel the muscles in your shoulder blades switching on. Your shoulder blades will be coming together at the back and your chest will be opening up and being stretched at the front. So a simple row is really easy to do at your desk and switches on some helpful pain-relieving muscles at the back of your shoulders, plus stretches out the chest area that tends to get very slouched when we've been sitting for a while. So I'd encourage you to incorporate some rows into your sitting time at your desk. You might find that you need to do low rows in towards more your tummy area if your shoulders tend to get sore, or you could row more towards shoulder height if that's comfortable for you, to try and increase the strength and flexibility in your upper back area. I hope you will join me in those targeted stretches throughout your week. And I hope you'll log onto the website to get access to the 4 best desk exercises videos so that you've got them up your sleeve and you can sprinkle them into your day every day while you're working and feel the benefits in your muscles. Plus, I look forward to joining you next time in the Be Fit Sit podcast, where we'll be talking about even more strategies to help you feel and function your best at your desk. Have a great week and bye for now.